The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load, the only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Oh, it's a beautiful arvo, isn't it? Sparkling day in the Emerald City. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Run Home with not Joel, but Jules again today. And Fletchy alongside me, thanks to our good mates at Hyundai and KO. Great to have your company wherever you're tuning in. 1170 in Sydney, 1620 on the Goldie, SENQ, Queensland, and anywhere on the entire planet via the SEN app. And if you miss us today or yesterday, just grab the potty to subscribe to iTunes or Spotify. As I mentioned, Jules in the chair for Joel Kane today. Once again, Brian pulled off at halftime in reserve grade. Have you safe throughout today's show. The Ryko Filters call line 1300 01 1170. Asking mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. And the text line 0457 736 736. Hey, the caller of the day today is going to get their hands on a tailor-made prize pack consisting of a dozen TP5 golf balls and a tailor-made tour radar hat. You can reach us on Twitter as well. The handle at Joel Fletch SEN. Chuck that in a hashtag. So Brian Fletcher holding my hand once more. Hello, Fletchy.
JK, great to have you back.
Great to be back.
Didn't think you were going to come back yesterday after our listeners were just giving it to you about your political views.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've been flying the flag for transports people.
Just on that, there's been a bit of a rumour going around with ScoMo's tackle.
Yes, which we brought exclusively.
We
too.
Did. Yeah. It was an exclusive. If no one's seen it, get onto a website and have a look. But what's happened is he's gone in for a tackle and there's a little redhead kid and he's just cleaned him up. But you seem to think that it could have been a bit of a setup.
Well not me, but there's a theory going around that so hang on, what time did this happen? 4:45, 5 o'clock, you know, photo op just in time for the 6 o'clock news. He's Scotty from marketing after all. Bit of a feel-good chat. Little Luke is okay, pat on the back, and he's got a story to tell.
Yeah, but it's not a feel-good story because he's cleaned up this poor little kid. Like, he's gone in very, very hard.
What's he doing playing soccer with kids anyway?
And I'm looking at his shoes. You see his shoes? He's got the Tony Barlow menswear shoes on.
The Julius Marlowe's.
Julius Marlowe's. Tony Barlow. I don't know who Tony Barlow is. Who was Tony Barlow?
They were the ones that used to dress the models on Wheel of Fortune.
Correct. You know, and Sale the Century.
Toff's Boutique and Tony Barlow menswear.
It's very reminiscent of Boris Johnson, isn't it? You know, when Boris Johnson was out there in the campaign. Look at that. Spider right in front of you.
Oh, Jesus. Holy crap.
So, you're listen, wrong, a so spider just came down. Oh, my goodness.
That tickled my nose.
Little Miss Muffet.
A little arachnid that has descended from the lights in front of me.
Oh, wow. That's like that ad.
You saved my life, Brian.
I did. Yeah, I did. Was that? Just on that, just getting back to spiders.
You go look at. I've turned. I thought you saw footage of ScoMo on the big screen and go, I've seen it, mate, but let's have another look
at it. Spider coming in. Yes. Did you know that. Did you know, and it's a well-known fact, Daddy Longlegs, very, very poisonous venom.
Yeah, the most,
it is true.
It's not true. It's a myth.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They do have a degree of venom, but they can't puncture the skin, but they're not the most venomous, no.
Well, they're up there. If it got into your skin, brown bread.
You know what? I'll debunk as well. The other one that, you know that they say in your whole life you inhale X amount of spiders during your sleep. You know, they say they crawl in your mouth and that doesn't happen either.
No, bed bugs do. They're real.
I've had them. Have you had them?
Have you had scabies?
No, my dad has.
The worst.
Horrible.
Stayed at a I'm going to say it. It was a best, we're not sponsored by Best and Western, are we?
We never will be after this, chain. Dare I say.
No, when I was a kid, stayed there. I got billeted out in Tamworth and got scabies. Got scabies. Yeah. No, but the election is, I'm getting excited because Saturday's coming around. I wanted to go and vote early. My wife said, no, we're going for the sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
She loves the sausage sizzle on the Saturday.
The democracy sausage. And remember I revealed to you yesterday that in Twitter, if you hashtag Auspol or democracy sausage, it comes up with that little emoji of a sausage.
Also.
Yeah. But what about this? Telegraph today, the Food Safety Information Council has suggested that vendors of democracy sausages and Poles Australia-wide, what they need to do this Saturday is use a meat thermometer. And it should read at least 75 degrees centigrade in the thickest part of the meat before the food is served. On top of that, they say make sure you wash your hands and that sort of thing. Keep the food covered.
That takes the fun out of it.
You don't prick your bangers anymore, do you?
Unless you should never pierce your sossos.
Yeah.
Loses all the flavour. Mm.
That's right.
But when the fat gets in there, it cooks quicker.
Yeah.
Just got to be careful. Make sure your pan's not too hot, otherwise you're cobbing the Chevy.
That's no good.
When it spatters everywhere.
But I'd love to hear from anyone today that has ever used a meat thermometer in their sausage.
No.
I don't reckon anyone has.
If they do, I'm going to hang up on it.
I'll tell you what, it's a far cry from the days where, you know, outside the footy ground when I used to go to North Sydney Oval and you had the guy there selling the sausage sandwiches. I reckon they could be 5 days old that had just had never been taken off the hot plate.
But it's better also when you come out of a nightclub and you're pissed.
Yeah. Because they don't care.
Don't just hoe into it.
Yeah.
Once again, it's all about the bun. If you've got a nice crispy bun or a nice soft bun, doesn't matter what goes
soft,
in it.
Soft. And burn onions.
Burn onions.
Yeah, burn onions.
And tomato, barbecue sauce, not tomato.
No, I disagree. Mm. Barbecue on the bacon and egg roll.
No.
Tomato on the sausage sandwich. Hey, big thanks to Greg and Rami and Jen and the McGrath Hyundai team for having us yesterday. It was a great afternoon.
It was good.
Yeah, the grand opening. Did you get home all right?
I got home. Mm. I picked up a new Hyundai Palisade.
Did you?
Well, you? I gave it to
How
me.
Does she drive?
I didn't know this, but the boys, as I left, I was having a bit of fun with them. They said, don't do that. You know his car. You know who owns this? Nick Politis owns that dealership. And the one next door, and the one next door, and the one next door.
So if he owns it, then he'll look after you, like he did when you were 22.
No. He sacked me. He got rid of me at these.
Right. Sensing a bit of animus at the moment.
No, it's fine.
They're all good.
It's fine.
That laughter you heard in the background. Brooksy, he's back. He looks in fine fettle. Hello, friend.
Hey, guys. Hey, listeners. Yeah, the throat's a bit better than the Monday edition.
Mm. Mm.
Rested up yesterday. Didn't want to go out there with a sore throat and spray it all over the lovely people at Hyundai.
You'd take it over scabies, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Scabies.
Yeah, after that story.
Gibbo, you ever had scabies? You would have had some sort of...
Some sort of what, Fletch?
Some sort of, like, ailment?
We had plenty of ailments. No scabies yet. Nil by scabies. I think it's something to look forward to. I think maybe when you get into your late
20s... Something to look forward to.
No.
Scabies is something to look forward to.
Story to tell. I don't actually know what scabies is. I wasn't actually listening to what you were saying.
It's no good.
Before.
It's like a skin infection.
Yeah.
Oh, no scabies yet. I've had cellulitis in my feet.
You?
Yeah.
It's unusual seaweed. For a surfer, though, isn't it?
No, it is because I was already had cuts on my foot and then seaweed got into it and then I couldn't put a shoe on and I couldn't walk.
Mm.
And I said, I got cellulitis, and everyone laughed thinking, you know, cellulitis, blah, 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 but... It's actually quite a serious topic.
And it is.
I'll be campaigning against any more cellulitis of the foot.
Okay. Nathan Cleary got cellulitis.
Yeah, in his
that?
Head.
Right, and he's melon.
That's all right.
He tried to pop a pimple and got infected. Still
Have you seen that
sideline.
Show, Dr. Pimple Popper?
Love it.
Oh,
dear. I follow her on Instagram. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
My missus loves that, watching people getting blackheads pop for hours. It's strangely therapeutic.
It is good.
Yeah, I'm not into it. It's a bit funky for me, but... No.
Yeah, the blackheads seem to... I don't like the cysts. Sorry if anyone's eating, by the way.
Oh, where they got to get in with a scalpel.
She scalpels out and she just goes...
That's hard. Yeah, that is hard. Thursday night footy tonight. Round 11 action. We're going to preview it all for you. Matty Johns is going to be here as well ahead of the Knights and the Broncos. And we're very much looking forward to this game tonight because it's the return of Fletchy's favourite website category, that being MILF. Oh, Adam Reynolds is out, by the way. Huge out for Brizzy, I think a groin strain. And Sats has been very excited with Ezra Mamm coming into that Broncos.
Yes, side. He's been talking about it. He's going to make his... that's the male, Brisbane. They confirmed that yet, Brooksy? Don't know?
Confirmed on the Broncos website.
And it's like for like. He's starting?
He's starting. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
Darren Coleman, Waratahs coach, will be here too. Plenty to get excited about in Australian rugby at the moment. Shaunie Omborod, of course, back with the market update. We got the quiz. But, hey, what about this? Nico Hoon will be on the show today. Now, for those who are sort of part-time golf fans, you go, oh, no, I remember that name. Nico Hoon, the lefty, he is the only man to have beaten Tiger Woods twice in match play.
That is a good stat. Crab stat. What do you need, the book?
Yeah, I need the book. He's got a brand new book out. You know what? Can we give one of these away today, Brooks?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's called How to Play Your Best Golf, Strategies from a Pro Tour by Nico Hoon. Some of us might be beyond saving, though, Brian.
Go to the back
Just
of the
open
book.
Open a random
page. Yeah, go to a random page.
Yeah, okay, go.
And something four. To do with putting. I need help with putting.
Well, I might get Brooksy to search up the putting page.
Because we spoke to Glenn Maxwell, and he said you should be on all your weight on your left foot if you're a right-hander.
Yeah, come right.
So really?
On your left, so leaning forward.
80%. 80% right? On the way. Yeah, go Brooks.
So I'll just go through the content. So it's parts. So part one, strategy. Two's preparation. Three, mental. Part four, the scoring clubs. Part five, a game like no other. So it looks like he's not only just talking about on the course, but off the course. Like heading into the first tee, getting out of the 18th hole.
Oh, this is a bit, this is heckos
like
for
psychological factors at play.
I think it's
here.
A bit of, this is for like professionals, is it?
But yeah, part four, the scoring clubs, putting, it's got rhythm and tempo, speed determines the line, the art of reading greens. That, I think that's you, isn't it?
No problem.
Reading a green. And what's your dominant hand? Well, that's also you too.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
What, in golf or?
My short dominant, game, short game, short game is a great
hand to the right, but then you've got to relax your left.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they say.
That's true. Yeah. Was Braith the best golfer that you've known?
Braith, easy. Yes.
It's funny you say that. Gaz once told me he reckons there's a player that is better than Braith. Benny Hornby. He said crack golfer.
I haven't played with Benny Hornby. I've played with Ben Eichen. He's very good, but he's easily to... So psychologically, he's a bit weak.
Well, he was on the bags for...
sorry?
My mate.
Ben Eichen? Yeah. Does anyone know that? Goodness me,
bag,
Benny Eichen.
Bag. What happens in Queensland stays in Queensland, Brian.
Benny Eichen.
Rich coming from a Bondi person anyway. 0457 736 736. We've got a copy of Nicko Hearn's book to give away.
All right. Gibbo, it could be time for... I'm going early for my segment.
Beautiful.
This is Brian's Traveller. And I found this during the week. Came across my desk. Lads go out for a pint and end up in Ibiza for the weekend. Friends Dan Evans and Alex Stubbs began their spontaneous weekend trip with a drink on a Friday afternoon in Merthyr, Wales. Hope I'm saying that right for our Welsh audience. And the naive promise that they will be home by 11:30 p.m. the same night as... anyway, things started to take a turn when someone suggested the two friends take a spontaneous trip to Magaluf in Mallorca. And so what they did, they went home, got their passports, phone chargers, hopped in a taxi. Unfortunately, the flight to Mallorca was fully booked, but there were spaces left on a plane to Ibiza. So they headed off to Ibiza, didn't sleep for 36 hours. Thankfully, they made it back to Wales with plenty of time for work the next day. Dan told Wales Online, it was a bit of a shock to the system. It was more difficult getting a plane back, but we sorted one, flew back into London, plenty of time to be at work on Monday. We have no regrets, and we'll probably do it again. Might be a few more years before we can do it again. Oh, that's great. Have you ever done anything like that, boys? Ever done anything so spontaneous? You're out on the Terps and just thought, right,
let's go to another country.
Ever done that?
No.
It's hard from here.
It's hard in Australia, mate.
I know, it's from here.
I know friends that lived in London that did a few random trips, and because Europe's at your doorstep.
Correct.
So hopefully one of them can call in because there's some crackers. Well, it's not for me to say.
I want someone to text in 0457 736 736 on the Ryko Fielders call line. Text through if you know or you've done it yourself, if you know anyone who's done it, or you've gone out for a night and you've ended up somewhere else on purpose. And don't say a Polly. That doesn't count.
Oh, does that rule my story out?
Yeah,
that's
your hand down, Gibbo. What have you got, Gibbo?
Yeah, we went to Byron Bay for Splendour in the Grass when we were 19, me and my mates. And we got there a bit early, so we had a house for a few days beforehand. And we sort of just weren't really picking up what Byron Bay was putting down. So we had a few drinks at one of the pubs, the beachfront pub. Oh. And then a few of the guys, the rat bags, start saying, oh, Cavill Avenue. We get up to the Gold Coast, you know, we go to all these sorts of clubs and pubs, and it was the best night of our life. But we've got one guy who was with us. He's calling his family back in New Zealand. Oh, I've got to go back home. So he's booked a flight from the Gold Coast back to where he's from in New Zealand, Wellington. So we had one guy who was out, and the other guys, we stayed up for a few days, and it was the best time of our lives. Cavill Avenue, I think, is the best place on earth.
Cavill Ave?
Absolutely. Oh, in Australia, anyway. That's
what?
Where I've been. Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, can't get me. If you're going to go to the Gold Coast, don't you like Broadbeach, isn't that?
Broadbeach? No? Well, that was a bit of a hole.
Mm. Broadbeach, it's now moving towards Broadbeach. There's a few more bars. The casino's been refurbed.
Yeah.
So Broadbeach is sort of the hub. But
me.
I think everyone goes up there. I've got one. I was in Canada and I surprised my mates in London and they were living in Stratford upon Avon.
Shakespeare
and so
territory.
One of my mates was going over and I was in Canada and we just met and converged on Stratford for a weekend.
Yeah, but that was planned. You're not going out.
No, but it wasn't like a lot. Like, it wasn't of the night, but I did it in a week.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this spider's made a reappearance, by the way.
And he's alive.
It's on the desk.
What sort of spider is that?
I don't know, but I'm not about to find out. It's going for Brooksy's jugular at the moment.
Yeah,
so
get rid of that.
It looks like it's missing a couple of legs as well. That just reminds me. Oh, did you see this story about this Sunderland fan, right? He had to go to Wembley to watch the playoff final against Wycombe Wanderers. But you know how he got there? He went via Spain. It was cheaper than getting a train or bus from Newcastle to London. His name was James. He paid 51 quid for plane tickets and an overnight stay in Spain after finding a flight from Newcastle to London would have cost him £161. Plane journey to Menorca set him back only £12.50. The return ticket, £10.50. So he has to get from Newcastle to London. It was cheaper for him to fly to Spain and then back to London.
Yeah, that's that crazy Ryanair.
Yeah.
Because they built...
Have you flown it?
Yes.
Oh, knees up to your chin.
What we did, when I was over there and playing over there for Wigan, my wife booked... So they booked the back of the plane first. So 6 months out, you can get a flight. I think it was like £6 plus taxes. But if you don't use it, obviously you don't get your money back. But so what? It's only £6. So Ryanair, yeah, it's a terrible airline, but gets you there.
Yeah, it's
cheap.
That's
a job.
No, but the thing, where they sting you is your luggage, right? So if you're doing an overnighter, you can just pack a small bag. But if you've got to check your luggage,
what is it with you and these bags? Ben Eichen's on the bags. Thank you for the bags. Come on.
Takes what I know, Brian.
Lift the show. Mm. Lift the standards.
0457 736 736 is the text line number. Should we kill this thing? Are you okay with killing spiders?
No, don't kill. Because the mothers come back.
Yeah. Do you ever get a huntsman in your house? We get the Tupperware over the top and then you sort of slide a piece of paper under it.
Yeah.
And then take it outside.
No, I just whack it. You're allowed to hit them if they're bigger than a 10 cent.
Well, that'd be on par, I reckon.
That's bigger than 10 cent coin.
You reckon it's bigger than 10 cent?
Get rid of it. Is it a huntsman? No, it's terrible. Get it out.
It's not a huntsman.
We got one of this. This is Muzza.
Muzza.
Muzza here. I work across the road from a pre-polling centre. For 2 weeks, I have watched the same volunteers from different cultures and political parties handing out how to vote cards. They are very, very chatty and it seems very close, even though they are from different political parties. Wondering if love blossoms across party lines.
You think so? Elections bring people together. You know, it's a deal breaker. I'd marry you, but just a quick question. Do you prick your sausages? Yes. Sorry, this is not going to work out.
Yes. Mm. But political parties, that's a good one, Muzza.
There's been massive pre-party. You haven't voted yet, have you?
No, because I'm going to go for the sausage on Saturday.
So what about you, Brooksy? Have you voted yet?
I'm going Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gibbo?
Tomorrow. I'm going to try and get in early.
Yeah.
It seems like you can do it. I don't know how, but I'm pretty sure you can just rock up and put your vote in.
Of course you can.
At a pre-poll booth, yes, you can.
Yeah. Whether or not you need to prove that you're busy on Saturday.
You know Sugar, and he's a great idea because he is an ideas man.
He is, yeah.
So what he wants to do is get a garbage bin, just say with Labor written all over it, and when people come in and you know how the Greens and the Liberals and all the different parties hand you their pamphlet, he's saying... If you're from one particular party, i.e. Labor, have a giant bin with you, and as they walk past, just say, just throw it in here, guys. I know you're not going to use it. Don't you reckon that's a good idea?
That's not a bad idea.
It's an ideas man, sure.
I don't know how many people are swayed. If this bloke mentions bags once more, I'll have to buy one. Dunny, I'm not encouraging you, but, you know, we live in a free society, and we all have free will. 0457 736 736. This is the Workwear Group Tradie Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology, and design. The run home.